So we're going to read just the text this week. It's very powerful. It makes some ha'aras along the way as things come up, but we'll just read the inside, the main text. It begins, b'chol shana v'shana, each year, b'higia elu hayamim, when these days come, we talk about elu, shel chodesh elu misorer l'mala ratzon ha'elyon. There's some higher ratzon, which is a reference to keser, a higher ratzon that's in the world, which is especially apparent during elu, limchol l'vnei Yisrael avonoseim, in order to give forgiveness, mechila, to all Klai Yisrael. Kevin shebiyam halalu alu Moshe Rabbeinu l'har Sinai b'pam hashlishi achar matan Torah. Because this is the third time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the first time to receive the Luchos, the second time because he had to ask for Mechila, and the third time he went up to receive the second pair of Luchos. Ubikesh me'Hashem yizbarach sheyimcho lehem al avon ha'egel. He asked from Hashem to please forgive Klai Yisrael for the chet ha'egel. The Yoshev Sham Od Hapam Arbam Yom Varbam Laila. He sat for another 40 days, another 40 nights, Ad Yom HaKippur, until Yom Kippur, when he came down with the second Luchos. Uve'ela Yamim, these 40 days, Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, Heir HaRatzon HaElyon Limchol LeYisrael. There's a special opportunity from this Ratzon Elyon, this higher level from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give Mechilatas. V'nigmar HaRitzoy Kishamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Salachti Kederecha. When we hear those words, Salachti Kederecha, Hashem said, I'm forgiving you according to your words. That's what we're all waiting to hear, those words. L'chein v'chol shana v'shana, each year b'higia chodesh elul, during this month, meir od hapam or haratzon ha'elyon limchol Yisrael. That, we revisit that tkufa, that period where the light is so apparent, the opportunity of a mechila. V'lo b'chinam heir haratzon ha'elyon limchol avon ha'egel daika b'chodesh elul. It's not just coincidental that chodesh elul happens to be Kevin Shem Yimei Ratzon. Oh, Mikodim Shiniv HaOlam. These were days that were destined to be Yimei Ratzon even before the world was created. It wasn't just happened to be this way. This was a part of the creation of the world. She'az Ola Britzono Livro HaOlam B'Chafei Elul. Kadosh Baruch Hu had fashioned the world where the 25th of Elul, Chafei Elul, would be the day that Shem would begin creating the world. B'Shvil B'nei Yisrael She'yavdu Es Hashem Yisbarach. He created the world in Chafei Elul, so that Klai Yisrael should serve him. V'oz ha'yisrael machsheves habriya ratzon blitam. Hashem had a ratzon without any reason. You have to think, there's no logic. A ratzon is a person who has a certain desire. Kadosh Baruch had a desire, a ratzon, to create a world, to have people serve him. And that happened in Chaf Hei Elul. Ki adayin lo hayu az b'nei Yisrael ba'olam shi'asu isarusa delasata. There was no people, there was no Klai Yisrael yet to create some type of inspiration from below, to daven. It didn't exist. It came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. This has been engraved. Sorry, there's a bug who wants to come near me, wants to learn a little bit of Sif Sechein. There's a Ratzon Nechkak Begalga Hazman. There's this Ratzon that's already been embedded in the circle of life, the circle of history. Each year that goes around, right? There's a circle, goes around. And when Elul comes to that like arrow, we're up to Elul, that Ratzon is there. Lekabel Es B'nei Yisrael B'tshuva. It's an opportunity to give us tshuva. V'lachein gam achar chet ha'egel nis'or haratzon hazeh b'rosh chodesh elul limcho blitam. So Yimei Ratzon existed before chet ha'egel, and it certainly exists after chet ha'egel. Every single year when we hit Rosh Chodesh Elul. So this week's going to be Rosh Chodesh Av on Wednesday, so we're a month away. It's time to start preparing and getting in the mindset. V'nei, b'eis ha'aras haratzon ha'elyon, Meirin klalos hagima mochin, the three parts of the brain. Three parts of the brain, shem mesviros keser chachma bina. So different parts without describing each one. They correspond to, as well, physically in the brain, the three parts of the brain as well. I forget what they're all called, it's been a while. I see actually a doctor just popped on, maybe Steve, and he's actually a neurologist. He could tell us the different parts of the brain, not to put you on the spot, Steve. But the three parts of the brain connected to the three, keser chachma bina. And we know that the Mishkan, the Beis Mikdash, was also structured to model after the physical body, so, and the spiritual body. So in the Aron, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, there are three elements. There's the Luchos, the broken Luchos. There's the second Luchos, and the Sefer Torah Moshe Benu. And they happen to physically appear like the different parts of the brain as well, whatever those are called. But these are the three brains, the three Mochim, the Gimel Mochim, the three parts of the brain that are in the head. Each sphera has 10 smaller spheres. We spoke about this in the past, that there's always the klal and prat. So the klal, there's chesed, and there's gvura, and there's spheres, but there's also prat. There's chesed shebechesed, and there's gvura shebechesed. Sphere Omer is the model for this. There's a week of chesed, but each day of that week is a week of chesed. But the Sunday is chesed shebechesed, and Monday is gvura shebechesed, and then tferes shebechesed, and so on. So in terms of the klal, in terms of keser, well, there's also keser shebekeser, and there's chachma shebekeser, and there's chesed shebekeser. So there are 10 small ones in each sphere. So of the three brains, keser, there's 10 kesers, there's 10 chachmas, and there's 10 binas. That's 30 altogether. 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 30. So that represents harei lamed, zehu halamed yom shechodesh el. Those are 30 days. So like we count spheres omer, we have weeks of chesed, weeks of... So here we have days. The first day of Elul is Keser Shebekeser. The second day of Elul is Chachma Shebekeser. And so on until you've hit all 30 of these aspects of the spheres. U'mishum Shebesferos Keser, Shea Rishona Shalamochen. Keser is the highest level. It's above all the rest. It's Meir Ur Yud Gimel Midos Shirachman. We're going to discuss the number 13 now. It's able to shine and really energize the 30 Midos of Rachman. This is a big topic in the Svarim. So Tiknu Lanu HaKadmonenu HaAnshei Knesset Gedola LaHarbos B'Slichos B'Mei El. They instituted that we say LaSlichos LaHakdim LaChalos LaChanin Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGodla V'Anora to daven to Hashem, to plead from Hashem before the big day comes of Yom Hadin. V'Tiknu HaSlichos B'Ofen Shaskaros Zuchus HaYud Gimel Midos Sherachamim. We want to use these 30 Midos, these attributes of Rachamim, Kama v'kama pamim, over and over again, because this is how we tap into that world. We'll see what that means exactly. Why 13? B'chdei lo'orer oso ha'ratzon he'elyon she'sfiras ha'keser. That's able to tap into the keser. You want to get to the highest level, the highest ratzon of Hashem, where He wants to forgive us? The 13 midos rachamim is the key to getting there. L'hativ la'am b'nei Yisrael, to shower us with good. U'l'kaba es tshuvosenu rachamim u'ratzon. So we're going to come back to number 13 and see how that works exactly. But he says, Hinei harishonim nitnu simin l'chodesh Elul. We know a famous simin, one of the Rashi Tevos, the Ramazim to Elul, is Rashi Tevos ani l'dodi v'dodi li. And the Sofei Tevos, yud, 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 four yuds, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, four yuds adds up to 40. That's mem. That's connected arbam yom v'rosh chodesh Elul ad yom ha-kippur. So those are the 40 days. Ki be'elu arbam yom ha-tshuva mikubelas l'yos libo Karov El Dodo B'tshuva. This is the time where we have the chance to be close to our dear partner, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vaz Dodo Karov Lo L'Kabel Tshuvaso Me'ava. So this is the 40 days, Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li, of these 40 days, that we're coming close to Hashem. The Sefer Dekra, the end of that Pasuk, Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li, Haroeh B'Shoshanim, the roa, the shepherd in the Shoshanim roses. And this is how those who've learned Zohar, the beginning of Zohar, talks about this, the Shoshanim, the petals of the rose. How many petals are there? There are 13 petals on the rose. The Zohar speaks about this. The Kamo HaShoshana Yesh Ba Yud Gimel El Alin, 13 petals, 13 leaves. Kein Yesh L'Chodesh Elul Ha'ara Me'a Yud Gimel Midos Shirachim. You want to have access to the 40 days, to the Elul of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. What's the way? What's the key inside? The 13 petals of the rose, the 13 Midos Shirachim. Shu'or haratun ha'elyon, ha'mizgal l'mate b'chodesh hazeh. That's what's fair. Exactly. That's the access point, using the 13. We're going to develop this number 13 in just a few moments. V'eila yudgimu midel shirachamim, amrin Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom achar shiviras ha'luchos. He said it on Shivas Bar Tammuz when he broke the luchos. L'orer haratun ha'elyon al b'nei Yisrael limchal alavon ha'ego. As a way to ask for forgiveness. Ve'elohim, we know the 13, we'll read them anyways. We'll come back to Nakei, the 13th one, the significance of that. Ve'hein heima ha-tinoros, these are the pipes, the avenues, the conduits. La'ashbiya u'lahamshich shefa rav me'or ein sof. That's the way we're able to draw in from the ein sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aidei ha-keser elyon alamata. Now, so what is 13? Let's develop further the number 13. Ve'elu ha'shlosha esrei midos nikraim b'shem yud gimel tikune dikna kedisha. The 13 hairs of the beard. The dikna is a zakan, a beard. The beards, the old beards of the Kadisha, is spoken about in the Zohar, great length, great depth. The Gra has his commentary on this. Kevin Sha Adam, who dugma el Yona, Kemosha Kasav Umisari Achsa Eloka, that we're fashioned like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So our beard is like some spiritual beard up above. Lachain, Gam Ela Yudgimo Midos Sharachamim Shehem Tsinoros Hashefa. Yeah, we have more than 13 hairs, but somehow the 13 hairs of the beard are connected to 13 midos shirachim. Hasa'aros, the hair, are like pipes. They're like tinoros. Somehow the chachma comes through. That's why a zakein and a zakan and a beard and an older ein zakin el chachma. Somehow the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom, comes through the beard. That's why the Indian, if a person's beard hair falls out, you leave it in a safer, you don't get rid of it. There's a lot of depth to the beard. So they're pipes of bringing down this. The up here is where the brain is, the bochin in the head, and somehow they travel through the beard and they come out to the world we live in. Asher al yedeim nimshach lemata haor hashefa shel keser elyum hamashpia kol abrachos tovos hanitzrachos lechay ish haYisraeli. So this is the source, the 13 beard hairs, if you will. Ubisoch elat sineros nimtzam odium yudgimel midos kedushos. There are other 13 midos which we reserve for tashlich. Hamaschelas mi keil kamocha, shem gam kein yud gimel, the 13 there, which are nogin, we say, bamir's tashlich. Behein heim pinimius hashefa elyon. This is even a higher level, an even deeper source of the 13 that we say tashlich, shehu or ruchani v'shoresh koach hachur. This is really the source. As I told you in the past, many things that in halacha we don't take as seriously, oftentimes in pinimius is much higher level than what we'd otherwise think. So Tashlich is like a nice thing. It's an important, it's a chashuv thing. But that's not the ikar part of Rosh Hashanah. But in Pnimius, Tashlich is, I won't say higher than Shofar, but Tashlich is in incredible heights to it. So it doesn't mean that we should start, missing Shofar to go to Tashlich. You know, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean we should go to the mikvah and miss Tevilah B'Tzibur. No. There's certain things, people grow in certain ways. You have to climb a ladder properly. So there's Tevilah B'Tzibur. That person can't go to Tevilah B'Tzibur. It would almost be a steer to go to the mikvah, not daven Tevilah B'Tzibur. So does that mean a person shouldn't go to the mikvah? No. A person has to grow in the right way and realize that some things that seem not as important have incredible importance to it. So tashlich, on the surface, it's a nice thing. It's an important thing. It's brought down. It's not a requirement. But in Pnimius, it's the etzim. It's really the inside. It's behind the scenes of the Yidgum Midos Shirachim. Uchashe b'nei Yisrael ma'orin lemata ba'olam hazeh. Just one point, just to add to the tashlich just for a moment. You know, tshuva. The tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'yira. And Tishrei is a time of tshuva me'yira. In the name itself, Tishrei, whenever you see letters going backwards, tuf shin resh, or backwards out of order, that always means yimei adin. And whenever things are forward-looking, so Nisan is also called Chodesh Ha'aviv, Aleph Beis, it goes in order. So that's Nisan is a time of chesed, a time of ava. To shayla ha'chodesh av is Aleph Beis, that's for another time. But typically, Tishrei is Tshuva Me'yira, the Yom HaDin, and Nisan is the Tshuva Me'ava. So we know that the Gemara says that Tshuva Me'ava is able to turn Zedonos into Zechuyos. Tshuva Me'yira just knocks down Zedonos into Shkagos, but they're still Averos. We don't want even Shkagos. So Tashlich, what we do with Tashlich, we take bread, which represents the Chameit, the Chait, and we get rid of it. We throw it out. We don't want. When it comes to Pesach time, we take the Chameit and we actually burn it and elevate it. It gets taken up. Because we're turning the chametz into something that's elevated, it's shuv me'ava, we want to embrace it. So that big distinction between tashlich, we're getting rid of the, yes, there's zedonos and now shkagos, but we don't even want shkagos, get rid of them. But when zedonos turn into zechuyos, we want to embrace them. So we light it on fire and turn it, it elevates it to a higher place. So either way, tashlich is a beginning. U'chasher b'nei Yisrael ma'orinim lamate ba'olam hazeh, when we try to daven and learn, as hayugimu midos shirachman, we try to use these 13 midos. Covers with a talus. That opens up the 13 gates, the rachman. Lahair ulashbia limata or hachesed harachmim shall yudgimel midos yudgimel tikune dikna. That is the access to these 13 beard hairs, if you will. Ubipnimusan nimshach gama shefaha or Hagadol shel Yudgimel Midos de Micha. It also accesses the 13 Midos that we mentioned in the Pasuk of Micha that we say at Tashlich. Ulazer, Nogin Lomar Bechoyom Achar Tfiya Shacharis. Listen to this. We say every single morning Shacharis and Mincha Nusach Svard Marv for Nusach Ashkenaz. We say Ladavar Hashem Ori, which has 13 Shemos of Havaya in Ladavar Hashem Ori. Take a look and count. 13 Hashems connected to 13 Midos Rachamim. And those HaOmer B'Chavana Me'ore HaYud Gimel Midos Rachamim. We say it like it's a last thought. We're just a nice... We say Mizmor Shir, you know, Hanukkah time. It's like a nice little thing after Shir Shayoma. We say we miss it, no big deal. But he's saying, no, this is incredibly important. You are accessing those 13 Hashems, which are connected to 13 Midos Rachamim. U'bazeh muftach lo she'yivut lo me'olav kol gezeros kashas veros. It's able to tear apart all terrible decrees. V'yizaki lehotzi shenaso b'tov u'b'ne'imim. It's able to help your life, your year, come to a happy ending. So the 13 midos are connected 12 months of the year. So he doesn't explain the 13th month. I'll tell you in a second what that means. But if you start from Nisan, so it turns out of the 13 midos, so Elul ends up being connected to Rav Chesed in the order of the Yidgim Midos Shirachman. And Chodesh Tishrei ends up being Ve'emes. It lines up. So in both counts of Micha's 13 and the 13 Midas of Moshe Benu, Elul is always a place of Chesed. It's Rav Chesed or it's the Kichaveitz Chesed. Now, because again, Elul is a time of Chesed. Now he doesn't explain 13, so I'll explain what 13 means. 12 is always... You know, it's part of the Teva. We discussed the other day, 24 is Teva, 24 hours in a day. 12 is also Teva, 12 months of the year. There are 12 Mazalos, there are 12 Shvatim. These are all part of a completion at some different level than 7 is Teva, 12 is Teva, 24 are all Teva. These are all important numbers in the way that nature works. 13 represents when it's Kolel, everything together. Which means there are 12 Shvatim in 12 months. Every, if you look at the Bnei Yisachar and the Sefer Yetzirah, every month is a different sheva connected that month. Shimon and Reuben are connected Tammuz and Av. The Re'i and the Shemiya represents the seeing and the hearing of the Cheda Meraglim. So the 13th month is Adar Sheni. It's an extra month. But who's connected? Which sheva? There's no sheva. It's all the Shvatim together. 13 always represents all them coming together. It's brought down the Magen Avraham that every single sheva had a different Nusach HaTfilah. 12 Shvatim and 12 Nuscha Tefillah. But there's a 13th Nuscha Tefillah, which is Nuscha Ari. Nuscha Ari takes from all, a little bit of Ashkenaz, a little bit of Sfard, a little bit of Meraglim, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, because Nuscha Ari takes into account everything. It's Kolol, everything else. Ashkenaz is just Ashkenaz. Meraglim is just Meraglim. Ari takes a little bit of everyone and puts them together. It's the whole package. 12 is the Prat, 13 is the Klal. That's why in the 13th of Adar, which is Tainz Esther, that's when we say, Leich Knes Kla Yehudim, everyone come together. It's an Indian of the Achdus, everyone coming together. That's why, you know, Chabad, they daven Nusach Ari, because their etzim is, they don't look who you are, how you dress, how from you are, because they're kol everyone together. So Nusach Ari represents the kol everyone, every, you know, different shade of Yiddishkeit. That's why Chabad daven Nusach Ari. The 13 Midos Rachman I mentioned in the past is connected to 13 Midos She'ator Nidreshes Ben. So the 13th one, the 13th midos, mida, she'ator nidreshbem, is when sheik suvim bam ke'echad, right? Ad she'achriya shlishi b'nem, till the third one comes machriya. Because the 13th one is about machriya, everyone. You could be different, you just steer that way, this way, chesed and gvura. But when you machriya and make them all work out together, that's what achdus is. There are 12 initially, we have 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and 12 in the middle. That's 18. The 12 bakashas. Came along the Chachamim, and they established a 13th bakasha, the Malshinim. Because the Malshinim tried breaking the Achdus. The 13 represents being kol everyone, Achdus. The Malshinim were trying to undermine all Achdus. So yes, on the outside, it looks like 13th bracha, the Malshinim is trying to break people off. But it's breaking people off who are trying to undermine Achdus. Because 13 is always kol everyone else. So the 13 Midas Rachman is really trying to represent that everyone's together. We're all here in this unit. And that's why the 13th Midas Rachman is of a Nakeh, which is the cleanliness, the purity. Because once you realize, no matter how a person is, no matter what shade, no matter what nusri davens, what shade he comes from, where he lives, we're all together. That's vinake. That's the most beautiful type of nikiyus that we need for the month of Elul. We'll finish off now. He says, "V'zeh ma'or shebecholish Elul meyer or a chesed ba'olam. Ma she'ein kein b'rosh Hashana shubetishrei kvar sholit mida emes." So cholish Elul is all about chesed. When you go to Tishrei, it's the Yimei Hadin, it's Yimei Emes, Shumidas Hadin. Yimei Elul is Miuchadim Lasos Hachana Tova B'Tshuva. Elul is reserved to prepare yourself. V'Tikun HaMaisim B'Chodesh HaChesed. To fix yourself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's giving you a chance here. The Yimei HaRatzon, the Yimei Chesed, you have a chance to do the right thing. Ula Ore HaYud Gimel Midos HaMe'irin Ba B'Chdei SheYizke B'Din B'Chodesh Tishrei. This way, when it comes to Tishrei, we're ready prepared, we're ready clean, and we're going to be Zoche to a good judgment. And finally, the last paragraph, Nimsa Shechodesh Elul, Hu Chodesh Hashishi, it's the sixth month of the year from Nisan, which is Bechinas HaYisod, which is the sixth of the Sfiros, HaMashbiya L'Chodesh HaShvi, Shu Bechina Malchus. Elul is Yisod. Nisan's Chesed, that's a time of Chesed. Hashem took us out in the month of Nisan, where it's nice in spring, it's nice air, nice temperature, nice weather, nice... That's Chesed. And you continue to go down. And then, you know, Sivan is Teferes, to when we receive the Torah. When you come to Elul, as Yisod, which is Mashbia, it's to prepare us so that Tishrei, which is Malchus, because it's HaMelech, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishra, it's all about Malchus, we're trying to give from Elul the Mashbia of the Yisod into the Malchus of Tishrei. The Chol Hanhagas Vashbas HaChodesh HaShvi Tluya Be'ofen HaChana Shechodesh HaShishi. Right? One of the big things by Chassidus is Hachana is so important. I need to prepare. I say the words. I'm Yotze. No, you have to be making yourself. Prepare yourself, whether it's going to the mikveh, whether it means clearing your mind out, davening, dressing properly. All the Hachanas, the more preparation you do to anything in this world, lav davka ruchnius, even gashmius, the greater Hachana, the greater the outcome is going to be. It's a kavachomer ruchnius. So, Yom Hachodesh Shishi, Elul, which is the time of Hachana for Yom HaShvi, the more you prepare in Elul, the easier, the smoother the judgment will be in Tishrei. It's like what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Misha Tarach Ber Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. V'chol Kama Shi Yisamit B'Yosef, the greater, the stronger effort you put in, La'avod Es Hashem, L'davka Bo B'Chodesh Elul, then Kein Yitzke B'Yosef, you have a greater Zechus B'Mei Adin B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, L'Kasev V'Lichasem B'Svarim Shetzadikim N'Gemurim, L'Shana Tova U'Misuka. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.